Okay, so we'll continue on.
好，我们继续上课。
Now, when you get down to Matthew chapter 1, we have what's called the genealogical proof. And genealogy relates to the line. We have the proof that Jesus, in his humanity, was a direct descendant of Abraham and David through Joseph, who was Jesus' legal father.
But there's no gene from Joseph.
No, there's not. That's why we say he's a legal father.
Right,
Yeah,
but actually the real gene comes from Maria, right?
that's right. Yep.
Okay. 好，在那个马太福音第一章里面，有把整个耶稣他的整个就是他是怎么样从亚伯拉罕到大卫，还有这个他的这个法定的父亲约瑟这边的整条的血脉的线，做了一个很清楚的说明。
Yeah, what you have to realize is that both Joseph and Mary were descended from David.
我们必须要知道哈，就是约瑟跟就是耶稣的父亲跟玛利亚耶稣的母亲呢，他们都是大卫王的子嗣。
So in the book of Matthew, you talk about how Joseph is the husband to be of Mary, and he's going to be from the line of Solomon. So David's son Solomon comes down through, I think it's 28 generations, and then you're going to have a Joseph.
You mean from David to Joseph are 28 generation?
Yeah, I think that's right, because there's 14 from David to when they went to Babylon, and then you have another 14 down to Joseph.
Is 28 down to Joseph or 28 down to Jesus?
This is Matthew 17. We can see it here.
Mm-hmm.
All the generations from Abraham to David are 14, from David to the carrying away into Babylon are 14, and from the carrying into Babylon onto Christ. Okay, so it's 14 to Jesus Christ.
Right. 好，所以呢，我们知道，就是说，从马太福音第11章写得非常清楚呢，就是从大卫到耶稣基督呢，一共有28代。
And notice again how God uses Abraham and David as the pivot points, as the important points in the line of Jesus Christ, because these are the great believers.
所以呢，在这整个耶稣诞生的血脉线上呢，最重要的两个人就是亚伯拉罕和大卫，因为这两位都是很伟大的信徒。
Okay, now we'll just have a look at Luke now, because we'll look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ. But from the book of Luke.
好，我们再来看一下那个《路加福音》的第三章。
Now, Luke does the genealogy backwards. So, whereas Matthew, he goes from Abraham down to Jesus Christ, but Luke is going to take the genealogy back from Jesus, and then he's going to go all the way back to Adam.
好，那《路加福音》在写这个耶稣的血脉的时候，他的写法是从耶稣写起，就是往上推。那刚才马太福音是从上面写起，往下推。
Remember, Matthew is a Jew, and so when he presents Jesus Christ, he's presenting Jesus Christ from the culture of the Jews and from the Old Testament.
我们要知道哈，因为马太他是一个犹太人，所以他在谈这个耶稣的他的整个的血脉线的时候，就是等于是家族图啦，他是用他们犹太人的思维模式，所以是
And
从面去推，就是父亲推到儿子这种方式去推的。
That's why he only starts from Abraham, because for the Jewish people, Abraham is the pivot point. He's like the beginning of the Jewish culture, the Jewish history.
而因此呢，这个由这个。因为等于是说他是犹太人，也就是以色列人，所以他的整个的逻辑呢，就会从亚伯拉罕哦，他等于是得到神第一个得到神的应许的这个他们的这个族这个宗族的第一个起头人是他犹太人的父亲的这个角度，所以是从亚伯拉罕开始写起。
But Luke, he's not a Jew. We don't think he's a Jew. And he's a doctor as well. So he's going to be looking at it from the physical or the medical side of things, like the biological side.
路加呢，他的身份是一个医生呢，他所受的训练是一个医学的训练，所以他在看这件事情的时候，他就会从基因的这个角度、医学的角度来看。
And we see that he's writing to a man called Theophilus, and he's not actually a Jew either. So he really doesn't understand about Abraham and all that kind of thing. That's not what he's interested in.
而路加呢，之所以会去写这个路加福音呢，他是受到一个叫提阿非罗先生的一个委托，所以提阿非罗也不是犹太人，所以他也不会在意路加他用他的医学的角度去推演这些事情。
Yeah, he's going to talk about the birth of Jesus Christ from a physical or a biological aspect and talking to a Gentile, not a Jewish person.
好，所以呢，在这样的这两个人的背景之下呢，他们在书写这一份耶稣的家族谱的时候，他就会从的是生物学、基因学的角度，哈，去从一个外邦人的角度来看这件事情。
Okay, and that's why he's going to mention he's talking about the line of Mary, because Mary provides the biological life for Jesus Christ.
所以呢，在这样的情况下，他路加所谈到的耶稣呢，就会从玛利亚的角度来写，啊，因为玛利亚是真正提供了耶稣人类基因的这个角色。Okay,
so we say Jesus being as was supposed. See, here is saying that people assumed that he was the son of Joseph. Now, we know he's not the son of Joseph.
所以在这边，这个路加福音三章的23节就说，他就说耶稣开始传道，年约30岁，人以为他是约瑟的儿子。
Yeah, see, Matthew's talking about Joseph being the legal father. According to the law, he's the legal father. But from Luke's point of view, he's saying that actually he was born of the virgin, but people thought, if they didn't believe in the prophecy, they would just say that Joseph is the real father of Jesus.
因为呢，很多人呢，在当时呢，都会认为以为约瑟就是耶稣的，应该说真实的父亲啊。但是，路加在这边呢，就要表明说，约瑟只是耶稣他的。 这个法定的父亲。
And then what Luke does is he takes it all the way back through the line of Mary, and then you come up to the line of David, the son of David, and it's not Solomon, of course, it's going to be Nathan.
他就来推这个，从基因学的角度，他就会推耶稣他的母亲是玛利亚，然后从玛利亚一直往上推，啊，就会被。 推到这个是拿单，这个Nathan is Nathan, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You should have it here somewhere. What do we call it? You can see the screen, right? I say Nathan. Nathan, okay.
Nathan, right. 所以玛利亚的这个往上推，他其实是大卫的另外一个儿子，他的不知道第几个曾曾曾祖父是大卫的。 另外一个儿子拿单, Nathan is also prophet.
No, he's not the prophet. The prophet was a different Nathan.
But also David's son.
The Nathan here is David's son. And what we assume is that David had a lot of respect for Nathan the prophet. So when he had his last son, he named his son after Nathan the prophet because maybe they were good friends as well.
Okay, because I was so confused when Nathan told David, he did wrong, having sex with his soldier's wife.
That's
so
right.
that Nathan is not his son, Nathan.
No, but we sort of have to assume that David named his son after the prophet. This is the son of David with Bathsheba as well.
Okay, 大卫的儿子拿单呢，也是八十八的儿子，然后跟这个当时有一个。 先知拿单不是同一个人，所以这个大卫的儿子拿单呢，是玛利亚的祖先。
What we do see from this is that Jesus Christ comes from David in both his lines. So the line of Joseph and the line of Mary are both from David.
好，所以我们要知道，就是不管是从约瑟这个耶稣的法定的父亲的这条线上往上推，或者是从玛利亚耶稣的母亲，这他的有血直接血缘关系的母亲的上面祖先推，都会到大卫。所以大卫他后来他的子嗣真的就是耶稣，就是等于是整个他的血脉生出了我们的救世主。
So in this way, when we see people calling Jesus, he's the son of David, it doesn't matter whether you're referring to the line from Joseph or Mary, he is the son of David.
所以我们可以从这里就知道呢，不论从耶稣的父亲或母亲的角度，我们都知道耶稣的确是大卫的子嗣。
So let's bow our heads anyway, and then we'll carry on this next Tuesday.
好，我们今天的课先到这边，那礼拜二我们继续再上。
Okay. Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we had to study about our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢天父给我们有这样的机会研究耶稣基督他的血脉。
We pray with the information we can more clearly see about the role of David as the type of Jesus Christ as the future king.
而从今天的学习中，我们了解到大卫其实是后来耶稣基督将会成为未来我们的弥赛亚的王的这个形的样式。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.